Alan Rowland. He's an online columnist on the line from California, and I'd like to get him into the discussion as well. Alan Rowland, we were talking about Zainab Al-Khawaja, the woman who's gone on hunger strike in Bahrain over the arrest of her family members. And she's also written a letter to President Obama. And in that letter, she says that the U.S. is also responsible for the situation and the human rights violations in Bahrain, for continuing to support the Bahraini authorities. So far, we're not hearing any kind of response from Washington to that letter or to any of the allegations that are being raised against it. Why do you think Washington is not giving a response?
Well, let's continue with your big picture here. The authorities in Bahrain have cracked down heavily on dissent since martial law was declared last month to quell protests by the country's Shia majority against the Sunni royal family. The Sunni royal family has ruled that tiny Gulf Island nation for more than 200 years. So the Shias are agitating for greater political freedom and equal rights. Bahrain holds, now, what about the United States? Bahrain holds particular importance to Washington as the host of the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet, the main American counterweight, as far as we're concerned, Americans are concerned, to Iran's efforts to expand its military influence into the Gulf. This is why we're talking out of both ends of our mouth. The United States has urged the majority, or the monarchy, to respect human rights, but says little about allegations of repression, which are piling up against Bahrain's Shia. This is a Shia-Sunni situation that's going on here, and it's getting worse. And so we're, once again, like we did in Egypt, we're talking out of both ends of our mouth because things are fragmenting before our very eyes. Obama's like a deer in the headlights once again, and it's out of control. But we have a vested interest here. The Navy Fifth Fleet is a counterweight, as far as the West is concerned, once again, to, remember, we've been demonizing Iran for some time, and we see that is basically important. That's why the Saudis are in there. The Saudis are in there with our full support. That is the United States' full support. So that's really the big picture here. We've got a vested interest there. I'm talking about the West has a vested interest, and that's why we're talking out of both ends of our mouth, and that's why we can say, like Mark Toner, the State Department spokesman, said the U.S. was aware of the case, I'm talking about the recent case, and was calling for Bahrainian authorities to allow these individuals to freely express themselves and uphold their universal rights, but we're not really interested in that. We're right. Saying the words, but we're basically not backing up. We're much more interested, yes, the magic word, control. We want to maintain our control, and we're watching it fragment, particularly in Bahrain, with the Fifth Fleet there.
Big thank you as well to Alan Rowland, online columnist joining us on the line from California.